or pressure-controlled environment. Imagine that a game of soccer is like an English literature examination. For that test, you get taught the information you need to know. You practice using that learning in tests, discussions, and essays. You work on it on your own, making sure that your mind is fit enough to tackle the challenge of the final exam. What you very much do not want is to be learning new concepts under the pressure of the examination hall. That is the place to show what you can do, not try out risky ideas. In many ways, sport is the same. For soccer, the examination is the match. Learning the skills is like gaining your understanding of Shakespeare. Applying those skills is automatic in the chaos of the game. Those exercises you worked on in training ensure that you are fit enough to survive the game at your best. And just like a piece of great literature, so a great soccer performance is made up of separate elements which combine to produce the art form that is the beautiful game. Just as you could examine character, plot, language and metaphor when studying Macbeth, a great performance in soccer is made up of control, passing, shooting, defending and teamwork. Those elements can be broken down, practiced and perfected during drills. The drill allows for experimentation. Failure and error does not matter. Indeed, we learn through our mistakes. There is less pressure during a drill, so time can be spent getting the individual skills and movements right. A good coach can help a player focus on areas of weakness. Pressure can be introduced slowly and in a controlled way, ratcheted up to recreate conditions more like those in the match situation. During practice sessions, often younger and probably older players long for the game. Can we play a match now? Is the sort of request coaches of younger players will recognise readily. And that is fine. A little match, perhaps one that reinforces the skills on which the session focuses on, makes a fun and useful end to a coaching session. But drills are crucial in helping players to become the best they can be. These skill sessions can be focused on the individual, working on technique, perhaps in groups of 2 to 4. There can also be larger group drills or whole team activities which help mutual understanding and coordination. Most important aspects of soccer for the individual. There are many individual elements that go together to make up the best players. Here we look at several of them. 1. Attitude and commitment. Perhaps most important of all, the best players want to get better. They want to show what they can do and they want to win. They will place the team above themselves as individuals. They will work on the parts of their game that are weakest and seek to improve them. They will be leaders on the pitch and in the changing room, challenging negativity and encouraging their teammates, especially younger ones or newer members of their squad. These attributes will combine to mean that they get an enormous enjoyment from playing the game. Every game, every friendly, every practice session will be important to them. And from their commitment to these, they will become the very best that they can be. And during the game, the players with the best attitude and commitment are the ones who do not let their heads drop when things go against them, do not blame their teammates or the referee, but who continue to fight on, hoping to turn around a scoreline. These are the kinds of players who often end up as captain. As many managers have said, the very best teams have 11 captains. 2. Physical and mental attributes. These are elements in which players can only work to improve within the limits of their physiology. The physical elements needed for a footballer can be broken down into several parts. 1. Physical fitness. Children tend to be naturally fit. If they're enthusiastic enough to be coming to training, play in the team, then they are likely to be active in other parts of their life. Sadly, when we reach adulthood, other demands on our time can see that fitness dissipate. Regular training will help to maintain it, such as finding time to go for a 30-minute jog or spend an hour in the gym. Along with football training and playing matches, this will help the amateur to maintain sufficient fitness for a reasonable standard of soccer. 2. Height and strength. There is not much that can be done regarding the first of these attributes, but training and, if the standard is high enough, some work in the weights room of the gym will help to improve the second element. While very top players do possess strength, even those of smaller stature, it is also true that soccer is a sport that accommodates different heights, body shapes, and various levels of strength. After all, Lionel Messi, generally considered the greatest player of the last 5 or so years, needed growth.